You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
John 11, we're going to read the scripture in a moment, but it's the story of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was in another city preaching. He found out his dear friend Lazarus was dying. Mary and Martha and Lazarus, brothers and sisters. And they called for Jesus to come. He stayed two more days. And when he got there, he was already dead. And both of them, the sisters, individually, collectively, had you been here, he had not died. The other sister said, had you been here, he wouldn't have died. I wonder today, what's dying in your life? I want you to see something in verse 14, if you will. Verse 14, we'll read the rest of the chapter, but the Bible says, and it said Jesus unto them, Lazarus is dead. I was speaking on Lazarus is dead this morning. What's dying in your life today, child of God? Perhaps it's physically you're dying. Physically, there's some disease that's entered your body. You have a loved one, a father, a mother that's dying. My heart aches for you. I stood this week by a dying person, and they're getting ready to go home to be with the Lord. It's very, very sad to see. I know my parents lived a long time, but as I stood there and waited for both my mother and then my dad to die, it was very, very hard, very difficult. I got the phone call that my sister, who was healthy as could be, rolled over in bed, breathed one last breath 4 years ago, and then died. It's very sad to lose loved ones. I spend quite a bit of time out here in the cemeteries where I've laid to rest many of your loved ones. And I always go by, and I use it as a prayer time, but I always go by every marker. Your dad's there. Your aunts are there. Your mother is there. There's so many people that are there. Your son, Brother Van Dyke, is out there in Fremont on Scott Creek. I'll stop and I'll just sort of relive pastoring them. And everyone that's home with the Lord was such a joy. I wonder what's dying in your life. Perhaps what's dying is your job. A man said to me yesterday, Pastor, pray, I just got laid off today. Another one said this week, I got laid off. And that's just part of it. I understand. But perhaps your job is dying. Perhaps you don't know what to do. Perhaps your finances are dying. They're just dead. You don't even know how you're going to make the next rent payment, let alone feed your family. And there are people like that this morning. What is dying in your life? I found out in our church many years ago, the best time to have a church vote is Sunday night after church, not on Wednesday night. Wednesday night, there's too much that comes into our life on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it causes you to die. But on Sunday night, people are fired up for the things of God, singing about God, hearing the choir sing. What is dying in your life? Is it your health? Is it your job? Perhaps it's your marriage. As I looked at those cards this past week of students who are in our class and now they're divorcing, it just breaks my heart. That's not the answer. That's not the answer for your marriage. That's not the answer for your life. You can work it out. God can work it out. You can have the best marriage in the world the days that follow if you just both would submit to God. What is dying in your life? The Bible says in John chapter number 11, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. So there are three people here, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, all sisters and a brother. As Mary was anointed the feet of the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And Jesus, when he heard that, said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha, her sister, of course that was Mary, and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And then after that saith to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. The disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou hither again? And Jesus answered and said, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. The disciples said, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit, Jesus spoke of his death. But when they thought that he had spoken, taken the rest of his sleep, Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. I want to point some things out of this chapter and the verses that follow that can help us when something's dying in your life. I want you to see that Jesus can see what we cannot see. Yes. Jesus can always see. He knows all about it all.
Yes.
Our grandson that 2 weeks ago today was on life support, 13 years of age, a ventilator. Brother Fanera and I flew down there to Phoenix. Our son's a preacher of the gospel. Such a good young boy, such a good young man, 42 years of age, such a good young kid. He was a wonderful son to raise, as well as our daughter and our other daughter, who's a preacher's wife. We got to that hospital room, Brother Fanera, and it was very, very sad. The doctors gave us no hope. A miracle of miracles, he's out of the hospital going to church today. 5 days later, they took him off the ventilator. The nurse said he won't probably, perhaps, have a mind. He was without oxygen for so long. But he's thinking. His lungs are real weak. It's going to take a long time to get his lungs back repaired. But God saw all that. And our son said to me, honey, you heard him say it. He said, Dad, if I have to push my son in a wheelchair the rest of his life and he never knows my name, I'm gonna love that boy. I'm gonna love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God never makes a mistake. Kids up there in the balcony, so many of you teenagers today, and what a great crowd up in this balcony, but God never makes a mistake. God sees the end from the beginning. I don't know why my wife's mother at age 45, a preacher's wife, 8 kids at home. I don't know why she died of cancer. But God took her, and I don't know. It doesn't say we know all, we see all things work together. It says we know they work together. God sees what I cannot see. He knows what's best for us. And the Bible says in verse number 17, then Jesus came and found that he had laid in the grave 4 days already. Look at verse 21, and said Martha unto Jesus, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Verse number 23, Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said to him, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus is talking about, yes, there's coming a life hereafter, but Lazarus is going to live again. I'm going to raise him back to life. God can put life in your life. God can put life in your marriage again. God can put life in your job. God can give you a vision if you just let God have his way. Look what the Bible says. If you read on and you look at verse number 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me. But because the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe thou hast sent me. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. I wonder what's on your mind today, what's so deep and so big. It's such an obstacle of death. Just everything's dying around you. I wonder what's coming this week in your life. I mentioned Sunday morning 2 weeks ago, I mentioned when I was preaching, we don't know what's going to happen this week. And just a few hours later, we got the phone call that our grandson stopped breathing. And Rebecca, Tim's wife, said, Dad, please pray for him. It's very grave. They said that he's not going to make it. They got to the hospital and ventilated him. And just it was just such a sad thing to see. But God can do anything. God can work a miracle in your husband's life. God can work a miracle in your wife's life. God can work a miracle at your job or your career or whatever it may be. God can work a miracle in anything in life. I find that Jesus can always see what we cannot see. Secondly, Jesus saw their tears. Verse 33, when Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled and said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. The smallest verse in the Bible, the shortest verse in the Bible, verse 35, read those two words. What does he say? Jesus wept. My wife is not a crier. She hasn't tried this too many times on me, but a few times she has wept. Sometimes it's because of my own stupidity and things I've done or whatever. But I hate it when I see her weeping. I never want to bring tears to my wife's eyes. I see so many people in our church that weep. I see you weeping a lot of times at the altar. Or we talk together and you weep. And it always moves my heart. I don't think there's anything wrong weeping before God. I don't think there's anything wrong getting alone with God and walking in a cemetery or walking out here on the salt flats in El Viso, riding a bike out there. And I'll pull my bike over and I'm not riding for exercise. I'm riding to get out there to pray. And I'll pull over. There's a little bench at one place, and I'll sit there and I just weep before God. God sees the tears of a brokenhearted soul. God always sees your tears. Weep before God. I know, Brother Fanera, I'm going back to this, but we wept. I wept all through the night. I stayed in that hospital all Monday night. I stayed there. And I'd get up and I'd go and just rub his little legs and rub his arms. I talked to him and I wept before God. Oh, dear God, would you please give our grandson back to us? We'll give him back to you, whatever you want. If it's his time to go, we'll have to face that. But God, I wept before God. That's our grandson. I get prayer requests from God's people all the time. I see your prayer requests, and so often I weep. We have listeners on radio stations across America, and they write, and this week I had several that said, please pray for me. And one lady said in Ohio, I just lost my husband. Another man wrote from Kentucky, I just lost my wife. Another one wrote from somewhere else, and I just lost my mate after all these years. And I weep with them because God's word says to weep with those that weep. Say, I get people, they'll send me a card and say, Pastor, I don't really want to disturb you with this. You disturb me, would you please? That's my job. My job is to pray for the people of God. How can I pray for you if I don't know your need? You say, well, you'll tell someone. Never told a soul anything. I don't tell my wife unless someone says you could tell her. I could take your burden, take your sorrow, take your heartache to God and leave it there. Jesus always sees it. Don't you love that song, Brother Mark? Jesus knows all about our struggles.
Amen.
He will guide till the day is done. There's a third thing I see here. Jesus saw their lack of faith. Verse 21, and Martha said, if you'd been here, he would not have died. If you'd been here, Mary said the same thing. If you had been here, Jesus, he wouldn't have died. Jesus saw their lack of, you know, Brother Fuller, I wish I could say I'm such a mighty man of God. Nothing moves me. Oh, so weak I am. And that's why you want to stay with God, because I don't know how God's going to pay that last million off out there. I have no idea. But I believe God's going to do it. I don't know how in the world we're ever going to get that corner property, but we've got to get it. We've got to get it. That business is going so well right now. That owner bought that in February the 11th, 2000. He bought that building in. Now his son's running it, and that 77-year-old man is over there, and he's my friend, and it's so successful. So we can't get that building, but God can. I know a man, I know one who can. God can do anything. And God sees my faith, and God sees my unbelief. God saw when they went into that lion's den. God saw Daniel in that den of lions. And God sealed the mouths of those lions. God saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they went in that fiery furnace. And they said, God's going to deliver us. But if not, that's your unbelief. We're still going to believe God. There's a fourth thing. I'll wrap it up. Jesus saw the importance of prayer. Verse 41, they took the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. What a privilege, Tabitha, to carry everything to God in prayer. Heather, Christina, that's your favorite song. What a privilege. Have we trials? Yes, you do. And temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. God wants to answer your prayer. And he wants to pray and intercede on your behalf. Lastly, I see that Jesus saw a miracle. Verse 44. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with the grave clothes. His face was bound with a napkin, and Jesus said to him, loose him, let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and seen things that Jesus did believed on him. All your death issues that you're going through, God wants to get the praise. God wants to get the glory.
Amen.
I go back to prayer. I believe, maybe I'm wrong, I believe it was the people of God worldwide that brought our grandson back to life. It was hopeless. There was no hope. The doctor did not, one night he painted a bad picture for us. Well, the doctor gave us no hope. The nurses did not give us hope. They're very polite, very kind. They were reality. God's people started to pray. Brother Raymond, you gathered men together in the night of the women's tea and over at Clyde Avenue, scores of your men prayed. Every church in America was praying. Every preacher friend. I've got preacher friends all. I never knew I had so many preacher friends. They texted me when my wife was in surgery with cancer this year. And we've never had to call the nation to pray for my wife or for me. And then our grandson followed up with this. And I tell you, God's people all over the country, they're still, this morning I'm looking at my text, they're still saying, I'm still praying for Lawson. Still praying for your grandson. I believe God's people's prayers brought him back to life. And I don't know what you're facing today. Your trial is so much bigger than my trial. Some of you got a husband that's out of bounds. You have a wife that's out of bounds. There's no talking to her. There's no talking to him. Some of you are drug addicts in this room today. Some of you are alcoholics in this room today. But whatever it is, it's capturing your life and killing your life and killing your marriage, killing your career, killing your hopes. God can resurrect it.
Amen.
He said, Lazarus is dead. My mom and dad have their verse on their chapter 11, verse 25 on their marker where they're laid to rest. I am the resurrection and the life. God could put life back into your marriage. He can. Would you let him? God could put life back in your job. Would you let him? If you're here without Christ, this is the day. You must be born again. This is the day. Don't put it off another day. In a moment we'll stand, we'll sing. You can come. Don't put it off.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.